So, we are going to get into Love and Marriage DC. I realized that I missed the episode, so we're going to have to go back to Season 3, Episode 4, and talk about it, because, my God, it's so much. Yeah. All right. Just get ready. We're about to get into it. All right, y'all, let's get into it. So we're on Season 3, Episode 4, Check Your Sass. Now, I did Episode 5, and I didn't even realize I didn't even record this one. So I apologize for going out of order, but we're going to address it right now. So from the episode before, we pick up on Ashley and Clifton going back and forth. Ashley definitely amped up the situation when she tells Clifton to back up. I honestly do not fault her, though, because, you know, although I do not think Clifton had any intention to, like, harm her or make her feel unsafe, I understand from another perspective that maybe she has some triggers there. Like, some things that need to be, some healing needs to happen, right? And so, we don't know everybody's previous history. We're not privy to all that. And so, perhaps she's been in a situation before and she was triggered. Or, I don't want to think that it was as, you know, like, just for the show, but I try to, like, give her some grace in that situation, but she totally took it from, you know, a 6 to a 20, and, you know, everybody had to kind of come in, make sure things didn't escalate, and I think that was kind of, like, that was too much. It was too much. It didn't match the intent from what I could tell. And they started calling him sassy. And, you know, it was ugly. It was ugly, you know. What I did think was whack was, you know, not only was Ashley, but also her best friend calling him sassy and saying he was the other female on the show. It's giving brat energy. And the way that anybody who can be on reality TV, I give you a huge round of applause, because that is tough. You are constantly being criticized for every single action that you take. However, I believe that to some extent, and I could be wrong, but to me, sometimes it comes off like Ashley is trying to do overtime to get more grace from the public. Because, of course, she's always going to have people that are Team Ashley, just like there's always going to be people who are Team Joy or Team Clifton, Team Petties, Team, you know what I'm saying? Everybody has their own, like, squad of people who are rooting for them and all that stuff. However, I feel like when she, you know, she argues down people, the point, like, this whole situation over and over and over again, and it's just kind of like, you have to have the maturity to step back and be like, you know what, I was doing too much. You know, yes, it escalated, and I wasn't the only person who played a part, but perhaps I put us on this road to this disaster, and I want to fix it. And I just don't feel like Ashley wants to take accountability for her part in the situation. And that's unfortunate, because to this day, these people still have beef, and for this show to move forward, they have to fix it. I'm sure I've mentioned that in other episodes, but it's kind of like, this is the thing we're still talking about. We're still talking about this. Like, we're still going off this. It started off as the jealous comment, and she just can't let it go. Like, that's what your husband said. He stirred the pot. Okay. He stirred the pot. You're stirring the pot. And it's painful to watch. She gives off brat energy. And, you know, she made sure to tell Joy and Clifton that they needed to leave. Arena and Jamie left right after them. They also left. Because who wants to be around that kind of energy? Nobody. And I get that she didn't want them to be there. From what I heard, that was production that told her to come, because they didn't think it was that serious. Because guess what? It wasn't that serious. But now it's serious, because you're escalating it. You're escalating it way, way up. Way up. So there's that. I just feel like it was team too much. So in the next scene, Ashley and Quick are going for a walk with her, as she calls her emotional support animal, her dog Bruno, who's so cute. Ashley wishes last night didn't happen, and she says she needs this walk to get her stress out. They recap how Joy says she wanted to move forward, but that she doesn't trust her anymore. And Ashley feels like, well, if you don't trust me, then why do you want to be friends? And I'm just kind of like, you drop major news on camera, and you're upset because she didn't accept your apology when you wanted her to. And unfortunately, when you give an apology, there is no timeline on when that person has to accept it. You need to wait your turn, and when they're ready to accept it, if they choose to accept it, then you have to be able to, like, you gotta just like eat, you gotta eat it and be like, you know what? I care about you. I misstepped. I want to move forward. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like she felt like I apologized to you multiple times and I'm not going to apologize again, which I understand that you don't have to keep saying it, but you're saying it multiple times because you feel bad about it. You know that you did too much. And so when she comes back, when she's ready, that's not good enough for you. It has to all be around what you want and when you want it. And unfortunately, that's not how life works. Like when it comes to other grown people, you can't tell them when or why. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's just, it is what it is. So it's like, I don't know. It's just kind of like, you know that she's a part of that, this couple's a part of the show, and you're basically, to me, trying to ice them out. That's what it's giving. It's giving you're gonna make it as difficult as possible for you guys to mend, and or wait till she gets sick of it and just says, okay, forget it, I don't want to do this anymore. That's what's giving. And unfortunately, even though there's a lot of people that's team Ashley, and I do think Ashley's a good person, like maybe in her personal life, the way she comes off on camera or the edit or whatever, it doesn't look good. You definitely giving villain of the series. That's just what it is. Ashley then discusses how they don't want to leave. They didn't want to leave after she kicked, was basically had that talk with Joy. But she also says that Clifton was talking and leaning over her. Excuse me. That was an exaggeration. From what I saw, excuse me, that was an exaggeration. And it's unfortunate because that then activates her husband, pretty much. Quick talks about how he called Clifton to get the facts because Ashley felt disrespected. They agree when there is an issue, they like to speak directly to the person. Quick says when a man disrespects his wife, he's going to handle it. And this is what I'm talking about. Y'all just keep escalating it forward. Like you talking like you really trying to like eliminate this man, or at least get him beat up. And it's kind of like, why are we doing this? How do we get here? How do we get here? I just feel like there's so many moments where it's like, this could be fixed, this could be fixed, this could be fixed. And I know reality TV in some ways kind of shows the train wreck of life, but this is just, it's sickening. It's sickening to watch because I almost feel like they fuel each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, even when he said the jealous thing, I feel like he knew that would activate her a little bit because he knows her, right? You're supposed to know her better than anybody, maybe other than her best friends. And you definitely wanted to start something. You wanted to be starting something. That's what I'm saying. He basically, he said he called Clifton and asked him what he was going on between him and Ashley. And Quick basically says, I don't really think you know me like that. Like, he basically implies to Clifton, you don't really know me. You're like, you don't know what I'm capable of. And I'm just like, now we're taking it too far. We're taking it too far. And Ashley sums it up to Clifton coming at her because Quick was no longer in the suite. Quick decided to leave in a tense situation instead of standing up there by his wife. Also, Clifton didn't come starting anything. Ashley, it seemed as though you came with direct, like you directly came to Clifton because of this jealous comment that's just really just getting under your skin. So you're telling half truths or how you seem to remember reality, but that's not what I saw on TV. That's not what I saw. I'm still wondering why Quick left in the middle of the conflict. Like, you knew things were getting heated, and maybe it was stressing him out or whatever, but, like, why'd you leave your wife there? I know that y'all sweet, but, like, why'd you leave her in this situation if you knew that it was probably gonna pop off? You know? Quick says that Clifton must think that he's just a DJ, that he's just DJ Quicksilver, and that he can make Clifton's life really uncomfortable for disrespecting his family. Again, you're taking it too far. Quick says he then called Jamie to get the details, and Jamie says Ashley and Clifton were going back and forth like they were antagonizing each other, and Quick says he doesn't know Clifton like that to go back and forth with Ashley. Jamie told him he thought it really wasn't that serious. They talk about being surprised that Jamie and Arena just watched as things unfolded. And Ashley said she didn't really know Clifton's personality, but other people have told her that, you know, he likes to argue with women. Messy. They said he argued with the wrong one. Quick feels like it's going to be an issue next time they see each other because you disrespect his wife. They got a problem. I understand what you're saying. And I understand Quick being loyal. AF, I get it. But where are we going with this? Like, you gonna go get some goons and have him beat up in the city for something that you haven't seen, that you have actual camera proof that you could call and be like, can I see the footage? Because I need to understand and see it for myself. Like, if you was really about that and you really wanted clarity instead of just, like, blindly following your wife, and I get that's your wife, but, like, if y'all are a unit, you should be able to tell her, like, Ashley, I mean, I saw the footage and it, like, I understand why you're upset, but, like, that's not what he was trying to do. You know what I mean? Like, I stand with you, but this is also it's not giving what you told me. Instead, you're up here basically making threats, and that's not cool. At this point, we're going to take a little break, and we'll pick up and finish the episode, okay? So, real quick, I'm going to give you some music to listen to. Back from the break, let's get into it. So Clifton and Joy invite over Jamie and Arena for a couple's night play, chill time or whatever. They decide to play a game. Each person dresses up as their spouse and acts like them the whole night. This is cute. It's cute. It's low key. The ladies dress up as the husband, you know, drop their voice down, and the men come and dress up as the ladies, and they sound like they had a good time. And Joy, you know, just talks about how being with them is a really good time, and she sings the praises of how they bring good vibes and good energy. Once things calm down, they catch up in regards of that night, you know, that night. Clifton talks about how they got kicked out, and Joy's like, you got kicked out. I got kicked out twice. So I guess we just wait until the next time we get kicked out. Which is kind of funny, but it's also true. Arena seems to be really struggling with how things have gotten to this point. They talk about how Ashley came at Clifton that way, as Joy said she would come at her husband. So Joy was like, you know, Ashley came at Clifton the way she would come at her, you know, at her man, at Quick. And everybody else was like, because they all knew it was true. Nobody could disagree with that. Just saying. Joy speaks about how, you know, about how Ashley came at Clifton, because she was really giving him a lot of energy. She was giving a lot of energy. Like, I just feel like the whole situation is so silly. It's so silly. And it's just taken away from the show. They're confused, you know, about how what Ashley did was all right. Like, you're basically telling him you're implying to your husband that he disrespected you, and he really didn't do much at all. I mean, lesson learned for Clifton. If Ashley's involved, just stay out of it. Just don't even have a conversation with her. Just, you know, just ignore her, because she might decide to tell people that you stood over her. I don't know. I think he should know going forward that, you know, if she can easily see things or imply that it's more than what it is, that that's not a safe space. You know what I'm saying? And they even talk about how Joy did eventually stand between the two of them. Like when Ashley got all upset and she was like, "Nah, you need to back up. Don't be standing over me." And, you know, kind of, she actually like kind of jumped in his face a little bit. And that's when Joy was like, nope, that's what we're not going to do. And she stood in between them. So it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot. Clifton admits that he's willing to apologize if he was in the wrong. You know what I mean? Like if it was taken a certain kind of way, he has no problem apologizing. But you know, basically when Quick called him and was and you know trying to get the details and said he was disrespectful, he's like, "I don't see that as disrespect. Like disrespect is like if I called you out your name or I raised a hand to you. I didn't do any of those things." And I hope that that just doesn't happen, period. But I would agree. I mean, he didn't, nothing about him gave that kind of energy, no kind of aggressiveness or anything like that. They also talk about how Quick is just like blindly taking Ashley's side. And what, you know, it's crazy because, you know, we get it. You want to be loyal to your wife. Totally understand. Sometimes I'm not saying I don't want to say it, but it gives kind of like you're a little afraid of your wife. And I'm not really sure if that's the dynamic, but that's kind of like what it's giving, you know? But him blindly believing her, despite the fact that there's other people that they're friends with who are witnesses. I mean, he talked to Jamie about it, and Jamie, you know, basically has been, you know, keeping it real with him. And Quick, it seems like he's just not willing to check Ashley, or maybe he does check Ashley, but ultimately lets her have her way. I don't know. I don't know. Arena feels like Joy could apologize so that, you know, they can move forward. And Joy's like, "Nah, bump that. I'm not doing it. Not interested." And like, I can't hold you. I get it. You done already got kicked out of something twice with this woman, and she's just seems like she's hell bent on having a problem with you, even though you're not trying to make it that way. So I can't hold her on that one. Next we go to Winter, who's going to support Ashley. Ashley sounded like she was kind of reading like for an audiobook for her book. And Winter talks about, "I know it's crazy. You never thought you'd see this, but you know, she said that Ashley has shown up for her, so she wanted to return the favor." And you know, basically that's the beginnings of a blossoming friendship. Ashley brings up the jealousy things again. And she tells the story about what happened again and reiterates that Clifton stood over her. In fact, she walks over, and I think Winter was sitting on the couch and was basically standing over her and saying, "Clifton came at me and was talking down at me like this." I feel a way because I really feel like Ashley just saw red, but like that's not what happened. That's not what happened. That's not what happened. And it's just so unfortunate and again redundant. She also claims that she's like, "This is again the time we were the toddlers and they were just standing there." Now, I saw an interview recently where Arena was like, "I talked to Ashley before that, and you know, I tried to kind of make the peace." So for her to say that we just stood around and we didn't say anything, that's not verbatim. That's just kind of me remembering. For her to say that they just didn't do anything was wildly inaccurate from what it sounds like. Once it feels like this is a difficult situation for Raina to be in, it actually feels like Raina's situation, like starting to hurt. She's like, "When I really think about it, like, I can't believe I'm saying this, but it really hurt me. Like, I feel like she's like family, and her and the family were, the kids were over, like, all the time. And now, you know, it's just not the same." So Ashley feels like Raina chose a side. And Winter, even though she's shocked that things are where they are between Ashley and Arena, she also can feel, she understands, and she can feel what Ashley might be feeling because she feels like she went through the similar situation with Monique versus the group in season one. So I guess, girl, I don't know. I don't know if you're on the right side of history. I don't know. Winter next season, in the next scene, is speaking with someone booking accommodations for a vacation. She then meets her boo, Yusha, at the door, and Winter tells him about her plans for a vacation. She lets him know she's planning a couples trip, and she wants to invite everyone and, you know, kind of help them to heal. Not force them, but, like, you know, kind of, like, help bridge the gap between them. Winter asks if he is okay with a couples trip, and he said he's down as long as they have some one-on-one intimate time. He kind of implied, you know, like, oh, we've been to third base, and she's like, nah, no, it's only been first. And honestly, I could say so many things, but I don't care. I don't care. It's not my business. Whatever y'all decide to do, that's on y'all. First base, third base, fourth base, second base. I don't care. I don't care. But I do. I would totally understand if maybe more things have happened, but she doesn't want to say it on camera because she is a Southern Belle. She's a church woman. And you honestly don't want people all up in your business. And I'm not going to hold you on that. Not going to hold you on that. Ashley, in the next scene, meets up with Shirella to get out of the house. She feels like she got to get out the house. She's been working from home, and she really feels like Shirella could benefit from it, too. Ashley feels staying home is really blocking her creativity. And Shirella says, you know, I feel like I'm becoming a stay-at-home wife, and that's just not the life I ever envisioned for myself. And you can tell she's starting to feel trapped. Like, this is not any of the things she signed up for. She's also aware that she has a little kid, a 2-year-old, and that they don't really care. They don't care what's going on. If they need food, if they need you to play with them, that's exactly what they want. Period, point blank. Doesn't matter what you're thinking. Get over yourself. So, and I can understand. I mean, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and at times when you're home all day with your kids, either you're missing adult interaction or you feel like you're on an endless loop of, like, making sandwiches and cleaning and nap times and, you know, putting out little temper tantrums and stuff like that. And it can be exhausting. Like, people think it's like, oh, you must just sit around and watch TV. I mean, not to say I don't watch TV, but it's so much more to it than that. The commitment level is on another level. And so, Shirella seems like she's really struggling. She feels like she's suffering from depression. And, she said that she runs all the businesses for her in Black, and that they actually just hired a new person. And she's hoping it'll take some things off of her plate. But in the end of it all, there was a sweet, you know, like a sweet bonding moment between the Ashley and Shirella. Next, as we wind down the episode, Winter agrees for lunch with Ashley and Arena. Winter acknowledges in confessional that they have all come a long way. This is true. If someone would have told me she would have been sitting having dinner, not so much with if someone would have told me, sorry for the long pause, if someone would have told me that one day Winter would have sat down and broken bread, eating dinner with Winter and Arena, based off of what I saw on the television screen season one, I would be in shock because, wow, I don't know what, you know, the change of heart, but that's pretty big. But it also gives me hope that if Winter, Ashley, and Arena could be cordial and cool, then Joy, you know, Clifton, Quick, and Ashley could definitely mend the fence. No doubt about it. Ashley and Arena talk, and Ashley said Arena is, you know, she's like, I could tell you kind of temperature check-in. You know, she basically talks about how her text messages are kind of here and there, not too deep, not too much, because she's like, yeah, you're trying to see if I'm mad at you. You're trying to see if I'm upset with you. And the truth is, Ashley is angry with her. Now, her anger is displaced, I believe. Even if this isn't her intention, based on what editing shows, it does lend us to believe that Ashley is jealous of the friendship that Joy and Arena have. And I think she just kind of felt like, I knew you first. Doug, you should come. do what I want you to do, or, you know, stay loyal to me more than anything. And that's just not how it works. You can't control who people become close to, or you shouldn't have control over who people become close to. I think as long as they respect, like, keep my name out your mouth when you hang with them, and I'll do my best to keep their name out of my mouth when you're hanging with me. That's really kind of like, that's all you got, you know? Basically, at this lunch, she talks about how she wants to invite them to her winter wonderland. And that's, I mean, that's pretty much how the episode ends. So if you stayed this long, I so deeply appreciate you. I'm so tired. It's the end of the night and I am struggling to get through this, but I had to record it because I wanted to make sure I had all the episodes. I just know I have to do the most current one. Anyway, if you made it this far, I truly, deeply appreciate you. Please share with a friend who wants to watch Love and Marriage DC, who may relate, who may not relate. It's totally cool. You can also send suggestions to my email, gowtfpodcast@gmail.com. gowtfpodcast@gmail.com. I so appreciate you all. Until we speak next time, peace.